The Gemara Daf Yud Aleph Beis brings down the klal talking about tuma during tumas amaretz beregel. The Gemara says tumas amaretz beregel ketayra shavu rabbanon. The dima though really mid rabbanon amaretz is metame, but when it comes to the regel, when it comes to yomtiv, chachamim are metayr amaratzim. We treat them as if they're all tahar. And Rashi brings down that they're a masmich this on a pasuk and shayftim. It says kishachel chaverim akasav asan kulam chaverim. And yomtiv, we treat everyone like chaverim as if they're not amaratzim, as if they're ultimate chachamim. So what's the pshat in this din that they're mitayr the tum of amaratzim beregel during yomtiv? So the Meshechachma says a beautiful hezber in this din. This is in Meshechachma Parashat Shmini Perakid Alf Pasuk Ches on the pasuk of Nivlasim Lo Sigo. He said Meshechachma says like this. He says, how do we know who is an amaretz and who is not an amaretz? So there's a brisa in Brachas. The brisa in Brachas and Daf Mizayin Veiz has a whole Machlagis Tanaim, Ezu Amaretz. One Mandamer says, Kol Sheinu Karakirish Meshachas Varvis. Another Mandamer says, if you don't wear tefillin, one says, if you don't have tzitzis, if you're not Megalo, Banav, Tamat, Tarin, Achem, Aimim, Afilu Kar, Vashonav, Loshimish, Tamlich, Chachamim, Ezu Amaretz. So there's a whole Machlagis over here, how we know who an Amaretz is. So he says, the Shitas Chachamim over there is that an Amaretz is someone is Kol Sheinu Maniach Tefillin, someone who does not put on tefillin. So how do you know who's an Amaretz, who's not an Amaretz? Look around, who's wearing tefillin, who's not? Those who are not wearing tefillin are the Amaratzim. So Zakhtar Meshechachma, he says, that's good for the rest of the year. If you're not wearing tefillin, it's a Ryan, you're an Amaretz. When it comes to Yom Tov, on Yom Tov, it's not Zman Tefillin. Nobody wears tefillin. Even Chol HaMoed, according to many Shitas, it's not Zman Tefillin. So on Chol HaMoed, you can't tell who's an Amaretz and who's not by the normal way of checking through who's wearing tefillin, who's not wearing tefillin, because no one's wearing tefillin. So in Mela, they had to be Metayer Tumas Amaretz Beregel, because it would be too complicated to know who is an Amaretz and who's not Amaretz. Everyone looks the same. And in Mela, we're Metayer everyone, and that's what it means, Akasav Asan Kulum Chavem. Even the Amaratzim are treated like Talmud Chachamim, because there's no way to differentiate between an Amaretz and the Talmud Chacham Beregel. That's the Paldeke Hasber of Remeir Simcha. Now, it is a Shtickel Pella what he's saying, because he says his Vart, he says that we hold like the Chachamim who hold Ezu Amaretz Kosheinu Maniach Tefillin. So he quotes that as the Shitas Chachamim, and he says that's the Halacha. Now, it happens to be, number one, that if you look in the Braisa, that's not Shitas Chachamim, it's actually Shitas Rabbi Yeshua. It says Rabbi Yeshua, Aymer Kosheinu Maniach Tefillin is an Amaretz. So that's not the Chachamim. It's a Bishua. And not only that, we don't pass him like a Bishua. The Gemara says, Beferish, we don't pass him like a Bishua. We pass him like Acherim, which is the Chachamim. It says, Acherim, Aymrim, Afilu, Kara, Vashana, Bloshim, Mishamni, Chachamim, Hareza, Amaretz. That's an Amaretz, someone who's Kara, Vashana, not Mishamish, Shamni, Chachamim, Amravuna, Halacha, Acherim. We pass him like Acherim. So what does the Meir Simcha mean that we pass him like the Mandamar, that it's Enim and Yach Tefillin, and that's the Chachamim, that is not the Chachamim, that's a Bishua, and we clearly don't pass him like that Chita. So it's a Shtickel Pella what the Meshachachim means, and I think maybe it could be Masber, maybe it could be Miyasha, but he says, I'll pee a Yosef from the Chazanish in Shviyah, Simon Yud, Se'if. His test, he says the following. He's talking about this Bryce over here, who we paskin like, and he says that even though we paskin like the Acherim, that which is the Chachamim, the Afilu Kar Vashana Vashim Sham Lachamar is Amaretz, it's like the Chazanish. He says that Kaimelin Kacherim Sham, the Afilu Kar Vashana Vashim Shamaretz, Umashmuid Amra Afilu Vahule, the Kolshachem Bekamaisi Davi Amaretz. He's Medak the Chazanish. The Acherim say, Afilu Kara Veloshana Veloshim Mishlam Lecham Haiz Amaretz. Loshana Afilu means he's not arguing on all the previous Shitas, he's adding on. He's saying, not only are you all correct that that's an Amaretz, but even if all you did was Kara Veloshana Veloshim Mishlam Lechachamim, you're also an Amaretz. So Zakta Chazanish, when we paskin like the Acherim, included in that is a Psak like everyone else as well. So we paskin like all the Shitas, it's just even the Kara Veloshana is an Amaretz, but someone who's not Maniach Tefillin is also an Amaretz. So that could be Pshan and Mir Simcha, why he says we paskin like the Mandamar. They're not wearing tefillin is an amaretz, and he calls that chachamim, which is acherim, because that is included in shitas acherim, because acherim taka hold that all the people over there are not amaratzim, are amaratzim if you're not maniach tefillin, and that is the beer why he says that everyone is tar beregel, because we can't tell who is an amaretz and who is not, because beregel nobody wears tefillin.